State Budget Policy Director Mike Barnhill says a primary way the administration will reduce Medicaid spending is to cut the amount the program pays doctors and other providers.
Alaska reimburses providers under the Medicaid program at a higher rate than any other state in the country. And so we're taking a close look at that.
According to Kaiser Family Foundation statistics, Alaska's Medicaid reimbursements are more than twice the national average and roughly 40% higher than any other state. But that doesn't mean it will be easy to make the cuts, according to Cheryl Kilgore, CEO of the Interior Community Health Center in Fairbanks. The center provides medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Alaskans with lower incomes.
The more you drive down what you're paying for that primary care, which, by the way, isn't where the big costs are, the more you're going to potentially have providers within that system say, I can't afford to do this.
She expects the organization to reduce staff if the cuts go through.
You cut the Medicaid reimbursement to us, we're going to have to lay off staff. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
Kilgore foresees a cascade of negative effects if the cuts happen. For example, the center will be less likely to help patients with screenings that could catch conditions before more expensive treatments are required. The state's largest association of healthcare providers, the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association, is also concerned. The day Governor Dunleavy released his amended budget, ASHNA CEO Becky Holtberg said the Medicaid cut would have dramatic effects if it occurs.
The magnitude of these cuts are so great that they will have a catastrophic impact on the healthcare system.
Holtberg says she'll reach out to lawmakers to help them understand the potential impacts.
This could mean hospital closures. This could mean physicians move out of state. I mean, this could mean that services for all Alaskans look dramatically different than they do today.
Dunleavy spokesman Matt Shukaro says the budget isn't just about making cuts, but achieving a budget that will remain balanced in a sustainable way. He anticipates there are areas where the state will be able to increase the efficiency of the care it delivers. For example, making changes to Medicaid-funded travel.
The governor's focus is trying to find an efficient way that we can provide certain health care to individuals across the state, but we can do it in an efficient manner. What we have seen is basically on this budget and where we are financially is we're out of time and we're out of money. And, you know, with our $1.6 billion deficit, there's a lot of tough choices.
Shukaro says he knows the cuts will face a lot of opposition, but he says interest groups like the Hospital Association have a narrower interest than Dunleavy.
They represent the hospital lobby, and this is about bottom lines, and perhaps that's their focus now rather than the overall longevity of where we are in the state and our fiscal standing. So, you know, with all due respect to those folks, that everyone has an interest here. The governor's interest is making sure that we solve our fiscal crisis.
The next step is for the legislature to weigh in. House Health and Social Services Committee co-chairwoman Ivy Sponholz, a Democrat from Anchorage, is concerned that the spending plan will undermine an economic strength.
Healthcare is one of the few parts of our economy that's actually been booming in spite of a recession over the last few years. And so some of these cuts would undermine our growth. The cuts proposed in the Medicaid budget alone could result in 8 to 10,000 jobs being lost across the state.
The Senate subcommittee reviewing the health and social services budget is scheduled to meet on Monday. With help from Rasha McChesney, in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.